present to you, I'm sure I will introduce to many who have not had the opportunity to meet her, but it was just several months ago when I invited our own Dr. Byerly to New York to be in Long Island for one entire wonderful weekend. And along with him came this associate. She is not only an associate, but she works very close with his organization as director of his board and his education commission. And talking with her on the phone, she was full of enthusiasm. And I knew I would fall in love with her, you know. I love positive people who are filled with enthusiasm. Some people are positive, but they have no enthusiasm. And to prove her enthusiasm, she has sent beforehand a carton of literature that did not arrive. And it was on Saturday morning when I received the notice from UPS that the books were at the UPS station. And I called and they said, "Oh, no, I'm sorry, but you cannot get these books until Monday." I said, "We need them today." So I'm sorry, sir, we are not open. I called Dr. Ellen Germini. I said, "Dr. Germini," I said, "these people said they're..." She said, "Let's get in your car. Do you know where that place is?" I said, "Yes, I do." I said, "But they're not open on Saturday. They do not..." She said, "Dr. Miller, take me." Dr. Byerly and Dr. Ellen Germini, God Ellen, and myself, we boarded the car that I drive, and I call it the chariot. Some are waiting for the chariot, but I ride in mine every day. God has a chariot for his own use at all times, you know. And we went to the UPS, and they were not open. And she said, "Is there a bell to the door?" We rang the bell, and the people came in and said, "Yes, can I help you?" She said, "Yes, we have a package, and we're here from California, and we must have that package for our seminar today." They said, "I'm sorry, we're closed." She said, "You are not closed, you are open." And the lady was nice enough to let us in. She said, "But I don't know if we can find it." She said, "Do you have a number?" So Dr. Germini said, "Oh yes, I have the number, but it's in California." And she said, "Just a minute." She showed the omnipresence of God. She pulled out that little cell, you know, and she said, and she spoke to someone in California, and they gave her the number of the package, and she gave them the number of the package, and they closed the door. They said, "Just a few minutes. I'll bring to you someone who will let you know if it's possible." And Dr. Gregory said, "It's possible." And we waited. See, you have to agree with thine adversary. And agreeing with thine adversary is agreeing with yourself. If you're positive about what you're doing, so will your adversary and anybody else be positive. The man came to that door and said, "We never do this, but I'm going to look for it." And he spent 20 minutes. And we did not get impatient. Dr. Germini, she started, I was getting hungry. And she was singing a song. Do you know the man came to that door with that box, with that package, because we were positive about God's business. And I'm happy to present her to you, who in turn, she will introduce our keynote speaker, the Dr. Herbert Byerly.
Byerly.
Yes. Like Christmas, if you want something good, Byerly. You get the best price and the best quality. So let me present to you now the doctor.
I don't believe it.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Ellen. God, Ellen.
이월은 이하 하와이 콜랑드라이게. 인투디아즘 that all of life is about. When I came to the University of Healing 15 years ago, I was very, very skeptical what that could be. I was Catholic and I was told there is somebody coming from California giving a seminar. You should go and listen. I don't know. It might be some sexual, some strange stuff. So I'm very skeptical. And then I listen. I listen to the message this man gave. And it blew my mind. Because it was exactly that what I had been looking for years. The truth. The truth is always in us.
Amen.
But if we don't know how to listen within ourselves, look at the outside, we miss the point. I learned to listen to this message I was giving in the monastery in Lugano, Switzerland, up in a mountain in a beautiful monastery. And here came this man, very, very simply dressed, just a t-shirt, a pair of shorts, and a pair of open sandals.
Oh, that sounds like him.
And I said, well, this is the synodal leader? And then he came, and he hugged, and he kissed and embraced everyone. And I said, what's that? And then the seminar organizer said, well, do it too! I wasn't used to embrace or to hug or to kiss so closely and so unconditionally. But I quickly learned. I quickly learned because I discovered love in me, catalyzed by this man. And soon, I took the courses of the University of Healing. I graduated Bachelor of Metaphysics, Master of Metaphysics, and a Doctor of Metaphysics. And I learned that the only master which exists is in me.
Amen. Amen.
And I learned quickly to just listen within and not worshipping anyone or anything outside of myself, but just like and love myself. This is what Dr. Byron teaches. This is what he teaches through the University of Healing. There are many present here have taken the courses. And I am very proud to welcome this wonderful person who became my sharer. And to this organization, I dedicate my life as a spiritual tool to be myself and have fun. To be myself and have fun. And so I became the proctor of many students. So I became the proctor of Reverend Kenneth David. And I had the to ordain him in Campo, California. Today, we all are here celebrate his step forward in awareness, his wisdom, and his thanks to our study, we could all do at the University of Phoenix. Help me welcome Dr. Herbert Byron, Dean and Founder of the University of Phoenix.
My goodness. Thank you, sir. You're wonderful.
Okay.
Oh. This again. Thank you. You know why you're here. You're here to watch God express itself in an individual. But he wants me to be heard here, because I'll be heard easily. God expressing itself as an individual is rather spectacular and rather noisy. But think about this. We're talking about Reverend Kennard Davis. Reverend Kennard Davis. Reverend Gwendolyn Egerton here. We're talking about all of these other wonderful reverends who are up here, and many of you out there who are reverends. And what are you doing? You are going out into the world and sharing what you believe about yourself. It's nothing so spectacular. The person who walks down the street with a smile on their face, they're a reverend too. They respect life. They find the joy in life. They find the peace in life, the love in life, the magnificence of life. When Dr. Ellen Jeremini was honored to give the ordination to Reverend Kennard, he received a certification of what he already knew and what he already was. We could say, I ordain all of you. And then you know what would have to happen? You would go out and you would express yourself in life. But a reverend never says a naughty word. A reverend never thinks an unkind thought. A reverend has their attention, man or woman, their attention 100% on God. 100%. Everything is God. A reverend recognizes this. Now, when you have your bachelor's degree, you're studying books and you're studying courses, learning how to turn your attention to the divine at all times. Then you go to your master's and you're learning how to do this even more. And when you achieve your doctorate degree, then you are a super professional reverend. You're a super professional aware being of God in all men, all women, all children, all life. You see, you don't do this without a smile on your face, because it's not dreary, sacred, oh God, you know, that sort of stuff went out with the Old Testament, and the Old Testament did go out. Jesus came to us and he said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, which was the Old Testament, but I have come to give you a new commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy strength and all thy being, and your neighbor like yourself. What a simple, wonderful statement. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. But be yourself and have fun with absolute respect for who you are. What is this? This is the temple of the living God.
Yeah.
Now, Kennard has recognized that beautifully. Reverend Kennard has recognized that even more so. And Dr. Davis has made himself a professional in the business of recognizing that. Now, if any of you have any problems whatsoever, whether you're a Mucky Muck High minister or whether you're an ordinary person who is very happy about life, come to see the Reverend Dr. Davis. Don't go see Dr. Davis, because Dr. Davis is just a man who knows. But the Reverend Dr. Davis is a man who is sensitive to the divine in you. And this is what we really want to be, always. He is a professional in the field of ministerial beingness, not counseling. Ministerial beingness. He doesn't counsel you. You may come to him with your problems and he'll say, "What wouldst thou of me?" as Jesus said to those who came to him. Because Jesus was the Christ, and you and I are the Christ too. Jesus said that to us. And the Christ can only see the beauty and the goodness in all that is about him. And so how could the Christ see you with a problem? And I say this silly statement. You say, "Well, Jesus, I got a broken leg." "Oh, you want two of them?" You know? Because Jesus doesn't look at your broken leg as bad. Because that's your choice. You brought that broken leg onto yourself by your thinking, your attitude, your way of living. Why didn't your brother get a broken leg same time you did? Why you got the broken leg, how you got it, is immaterial. But the thing is, it's yours. Any illness in your life is yours. Any health in your life is yours. Any poverty in your life is yours. Any abundance in your life is yours. If we turn our concentration on that which we don't want, the law of cause and effect hears us say, "I don't want to be sick." The law of cause and effect hears us say, "I want to be sick." Because the law of cause and effect does not know don't, does not know not. The law of cause and effect only knows to do. And so let us always tell the law of cause and effect about ourselves, that we are whole and perfect. Now, why are you whole and perfect? Because this is your divine birthright. The dictionary under the word to heal says to return to your original purity and integrity. Well, now Webster's got it right. Now Jesus too, he said, "It's done unto us according to our thought." If our thought is original purity and integrity, then that's what we are. If not, not. Now, we've been working with Reverend Dr. Kennard Davis for many years. He has not arrived at this high state of receiving this magnificent honor because he went down and paid $50. That's available to all of you who want to do it. You can go all down and pay $50 and get yourself an ordination, and you can hang it up on your wall and you say, "I'm a reverend." But of what are you a reverend? You may be a reverend of whatever your thinking and your feeling is, and I'm not knocking any of those organizations. They do a wonderful service. Let's not ever put down the Catholic Church, because it is not the way we believe at this moment. If it weren't for the Catholic Church, we wouldn't have the teachings of Jesus. Who would have espoused it? Who would have had brought it to our attention? We have much to give thanks for all that has happened in the world and all the things that are taking place. Honor your neighbor. What do they say? If someone hits you, turn the other cheek. If someone spitefully uses you, honor them, bless them. If someone wants your coat, give them your vest too. Give them your shirt. If anyone feels that anything that you have is something important to them, give it to them. There was a Catholic church up in Minneapolis, and the priest came walking down the stair in his church house in the manse, and he saw this fellow picking up the candlesticks and putting them in a bag. And he thought, interesting. So the man saw him then and said, "Now, don't you try to stop me." And the priest said, "Why should I stop you, brother? Everything here belongs to God. Take what you want." What? "Don't you try to stop me." "I'm not trying to stop you. This all belongs to God. Take whatever you wish, because you're God." And the crook said, "I'm getting out of this place. I can't stand it." And then the crook went down to the police department and turned himself in and said, "I have to go to prison because I have done a lot of bad things and I got to straighten out." And that's a beautiful book. It's Behind Prison Bars. Very charming story and a real story. But you see, when we stand up for the truth, could you stand up and say that to someone in your church, in your minister's house, or in your house? Someone comes in and wants to take something from you, you say, "Take it. It belongs to God." You can only say that when you know that you are God. And Jesus said, "You're God." The Bible says it. We are told this so often. We would rather not be God, because to be God means responsibility. And Reverend Davis, he has taken that responsibility. His wife and his children often say to him, "Dad, who are you married to? God or us?" And he said, "I am married to the God in you, but I'm also married to the God in all of those that I'm working with." Because, you see, Reverend Davis has passed a certain plateau in his beingness. And this is a very serious and a very hard plateau for many people to understand. The plateau that he has moved from is the plateau of loving his wife because she's his wife, loving his children because they're his children, and loving his parishioners because they're the parishioners in order, to being unconditionally loving of all. And he now has developed this to such a high degree that he is totally unconditionally loving to everyone. That doesn't mean he loves his life, his wife and his family less. That means that he loves them wonderfully, totally wonderful, but he loves everybody else wonderfully, totally too. Sounds like it's not too cool, but it is very wonderful. It's very wonderful. Now, when each of you, when each of us, arrive at the state of consciousness where we can love unconditionally, there will be peace in all the world. There will be health in every body, in every circumstance. There will be goodness everywhere. Everyone will be independently wealthy, and all the world will be living in the state of smilingness. Does that seem something too difficult to realize? That's what it's all about. The University of Healing has been teaching now ministers throughout the world since, 28 years, since 1975. And we have been going around the world wherever our students are. And we give seminars. And I'm wearing this interesting doctoral professorial cap, which is kind of interesting, but I'm probably most happy without it, you know. But it's a signal of the job that I have to do, you know, working with the great man here to recognize him and to put all things in divine order. But you are worthy of this cap just as much as I am. Because without you, I would have nothing to be loving. And I love each one of you unconditionally, just as Reverend Davis does. When he tells about his family, he has such love in his heart. When he tells about his parishioners, he has such love in his heart. When he tells about his world, he has such love in his heart. Even the 9/11 didn't make him unhappy. He recognized that that was an opportunity for us to stand up and be loving. To love those who despitefully use us. Oh, that's tough. Oh my, that's tough. instead of looking at the people who were doing bad things, the terrorists, love them. Love them so much that they are incapable of ever doing such a thing ever again. Love those who despitefully use you. Love those who would take from you. But of course, if you start loving those who are close to you and beautiful, that's great. But love. Love is the great, wonderful treasure of all. Now we're going to honor Reverend Davis with this beautiful title that he has earned. And we're going to provide him with a robe and a cap. And I said to him, Reverend Davis, what color do you choose? Well now, he said, I choose white. And I said, why do you choose white? He said, because that's purity of spirit. He said, that is the real divinity. And I said, well now, what about your skin color? You're dark colored and, you know, white like that? He says, yeah, what about it? Now, isn't it interesting? Here I am talking to you, a predominantly black audience. There's one or two people here who don't know how that'd be properly tanned. But I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you that you are beautiful. I'm telling you that I have never met such a wonderful group of people who know who they are and who know that they're divine, who know that they are master of their life, and who enjoy going to church. Now, how many of these white churches you see all over the world? Empty. And how many black churches down here in the New York area? Filled to the gills with wonderful people who are singing their hearts out saying, I am God. Now, what's going to happen in the very near future? In the very near future, your word is going to be the word of the land. And all those who didn't choose to listen to God within, who didn't choose to attend their churches, who didn't choose to support their churches with all their income, all their ability, all their talent, they'll take a back seat. And you will have the responsibility to run this world totally. I think that's a very good exclamation. Hilton does not. Hilton, would you stand up, please, over here? Come over here a little bit. I've known Hilton for many years now. That's far enough. That's right. I want them to see you. And I have seen him in his jumpsuit every time. And today I saw him in this magnificent suit, and I thought, wow, he is great. Thank you. You're great. I love you. Come here. You're fabulous. I love you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not making a joke. Because only those people who get out and lead are going to be the leaders. The people who want to sit back and let someone else do it, like, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. No. There now is peace on earth and it began with me. No letting someone else do it. But this is who you are. Now, I cannot with all good conscience say that Reverend Davis taught you all that, because some of you are from other churches. But I can say to you, if you ever have the opportunity to attend this church and listen to this man, your life will be rich beyond words. This is not to belittle the other beautiful ministers we have around here who have churches in their places. But I can tell you, a leader is one who stands up. The rest of the world for many years would not say, I am God, God I am. They thought that was blasphemous. And Kennard started saying it. And now, because he started saying it, the radio talk ministers are saying it. The Baptist church is saying it. The Catholic church is beginning to say it. Because he started saying it. You can see what an impact you can make upon your world by standing forth for what you believe. Just like the minister, the priest, where the crook was coming in and stealing his candlesticks. They weren't his candlesticks, and he knew it. He said, they belong to God. If you wish, take it. How many of you could say that about the belongings in your home if someone tried to take them away? Take them. Go ahead. Take them. And what would you do? You get yourself a new one if you wanted to. There's more out there. The stores are filled with them. But it's money. Hey, you're rich. You're independently wealthy. This is what Reverend Davis teaches you. And I can assure you, he demonstrates that in his life, not by having the biggest car, not by having the biggest house, not by having the best wardrobe in the world, but he demonstrates that by the dignity of his soul. So it's with great honor that I pronounce him a doctor from the University of Hearing. And in a few moments, however the rest of the program is designed, in a few moments we will have the special robing, the coronation, the special honoring of him, and I know that you all will want to partake in it with all the respect, with all the honor. And that doesn't mean you don't shout out and say, whoopee! But with all the respect and honor, say, you deserve it. And he does. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mention your name.
And we took our ready for this event right now.
For all of us.
Just prior